Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
If you want to know what's really going on, especially in Belmont County with the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
This closing of the St. John's Central Academy, heartbreaking stuff. It really is. And we've got the best possible source that anybody could ever have. And that is the president of the board, Janetta Yagle, who I happen to love in a completely innocent way, who saved the school and now is dealing with all of these ugly rumors. Janetta, the rumors about the embezzlement, are they accusing you or accusing Vince of this, or just they're throwing it out there because that's what kind of people they are?
I think they are just throwing out words all over the place, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, and like I'd mentioned, you know, Vince is a certified fraud examiner. He's been on trial with cases that he's found fraud and things like that in people's books, and this guy is no joke. So when it comes to that, you're coming up against somebody who crosses every T and dots every I, and there is no way that anything that anyone did at any time would have gotten past him.
Yeah, Vincent Angeli, now Belmont County Commissioner, one of three commissioners. We'd love to have him on to talk about this. This is absolutely unbelievable. Now, Janetta, I got to ask you, this is going to be an awkward question, but you know the rumors are out there, and you know, let's address them.
Mm-hmm.
Affairs?
Yeah. that's one of the rumors that I've heard, which is hilarious because if I'm having an affair with someone who obviously I live in Tennessee full time, that'd be really, really hard for me to pull off, from 500 miles or more from everyone. It's disgusting. I mean, people will say anything. And I think it's because they say things like, you know, well, if you are, so let's say, for instance, this is how the scenarios are built, and I think this is how they are built, is why would this donor give so much money to this school? Well, probably because he loves it as much as everyone else does.
Yep.
You know, why would a guy who is the chief fiscal officer at that school allow someone to get away with all this embezzlement if it's true? You know, I had a good friend of mine call me the other night from Tucson, Arizona, and say his brother called him and said, hey, and he's also graduated. The whole family went to St. John's. And he said, I've been working with this woman since 2017. And he said, there is no way that she did any of the things that these people are saying that she did. I know the girl. She's salt of the earth. She wouldn't do that. And, you know, she didn't, he's like, she should have been making 300,000 or six figures a year, instead of $35,000 a year to do all the work that she does. I know how much she networks and what she does. He said, how do these people in the Ohio Valley not know how that works?
Do you think all of these rumors regarding the affairs and the embezzlement, which you're denying all of them, of course, are they coming from the same, that one guy? Or is it a group of people?
No.
What's the real reason?
I think there's more than one. I mean, those two people were terminated, they had, there was a couple of people who claimed to bleed green and white, make a total, I'm going to post this up here, and I'm going to let Johnetta, the major donor, and anyone else that we can think of be just destroyed on this person's page, which was disgusting to me, that somebody who claims to be so supportive of the school would let a bunch of rumors, literal rumors, be started on that. He gave them a platform to say anything they wanted, and they did.
Whose page?
I won't say his name, but the guy was a principal for years at St. John's.
The guy you fired?
No, he's not the one. It was somebody who was a principal at St. John's for years.
What is wrong with these people? Seriously, Janetta, you and I mean, what the hell is wrong with these people? Are they like mental defects? What is wrong with them?
I just think that, you know, they want to know every detail of everybody in the whole wide world's life so that they can be in the know. And if they don't have that information, then they'll just make it up.
They don't deserve you. They really don't deserve you. Was that the real reason why the school closed and the funding dried up?
When the rumors and the accusations and all of the things started getting back to the major donor, and of course they were going to, because, you know, some of the things that were said were so ridiculous that, you know, even friends of his were calling him on the phone saying, hey, do you know that they're saying this about you? They're saying this about Johnetta. They're saying this about other board members. They're saying this about this person and that person. And, you know, and then the day that we stood there in front of everyone at that school and the parents, and the way they talked, even some of the, you know, some of the parents were just, they were like in a frenzy. It was bad. It was like a public crucifixion. And I think after seeing that and then leaving there and then starting to hear these crazy rumors, I think he just said, these people do not deserve the support financially that I'm giving them. Yeah. I think in his mind, that's exactly what he thought, because that would have been what I would have been thinking, because this man gave them 4 million reasons to be kind, and they couldn't be.
Wait a minute. Wait. Don't bury the lead. This big donor, you don't want to name him. Okay, fine. Donated $4 million to keep a school in Bel Air open.
Yes.
And that's how they...
As a matter of fact, you know, another like really nice thread of information that I've been reading people saying is, you know, St. John's didn't give those kids a good education. Well, I beg to differ. I'm the one who has to, you know, look at those test scores every year. And have to go over what it is that we're lacking in or not lacking in. And our students do not score poorly on tests. If some parents have left there and, you know, turned around and said, well, you didn't teach my kid anything. Well, your child needs to apply themselves and you need to help. You know, you cannot make somebody learn something at any age level. So, you know, that's going to happen with any school.
But Janetta, okay, but back to $4 million and these people are spitting on them?
Yes, absolutely. $4 million and these people are tearing the whole place apart. And I used to tell him, I say, listen, I cannot donate the amount of money that you can donate. I said, but what I'm giving to this place is time. I said, although I'm in Nashville, and I didn't come to Nashville full time until 2023. I said, you know, I'm driving back and forth 500 miles in one direction, spending at least, you know, 3 to 4 days at the school once a month. And because there were things that I knew that I had to come there in person for, and those things I had to be there in person for, I came there in person for those things. I straight up went, you know, would go straight up there. I had a house in Bel Air, and I would just I kept that house in Bel Air so that I could use it as a place to be when I was there.
Unbelievable. Janetta, we're almost out of time. I want to ask you one last thing. Is there anybody else out there, any other angel who might be able to save St. John's Central Academy?
I will tell you this. We had a group step up and say that they would like to see if they could find the funding. And we gave them that opportunity. And when they couldn't get the donors, then, you know, we all agreed to move forward with the closing. But there's been some people who've contacted me since, but it wouldn't be like it was. You know what I'm saying? It would be a totally different structure altogether is what these people are looking into doing, and I just don't even know if that'll fly because of the way our charter is structured. Because like I said in the beginning of the interview, there are so many different things to know about a charter, and if
you
don't know.
Got it. We're almost out of time. I want to give you the last word. You got about a minute. Say anything that you want, but no cursing. Janetta Yeagle, dear sweet woman, the savior of St. John, my microphone is yours.
I want to say to all the students who have officially lost their school that with all my heart, I love them all. I'm heartfully sorry that all of this happened. It could have been handled different in so many ways, you know, not just, you know, not pointing fingers across the table, but it could have been handled a different way by all parties involved, I think. But the kids have always been, that was the reason I wanted to keep the school open in the first place. Because it was always, for me, it's always been about the kids. We were coming on our seventh year. We had a lot of good plans that were going to really alleviate some of the burden of donation on our major donor, and had a lot of things set up and in line, and we wanted to move forward, but it just seems like people just could not be nice. They couldn't play nice and ask civil questions and be civil. They just couldn't do it.
Unbelievable. Janetta Yeagle, they don't deserve you. They really don't. The work that you did for these kids and for a quality education in Belmont County throughout the valley, and for them to treat you like this and to treat the school like this and to spit on $4 million that were donated, that were the money donated to help their kids get a better education. It's mind-numbing to me. It's mind-numbing. Janetta, I've got to turn you loose. Hopefully our paths will cross again with some better issues. Thank you for everything that you have done for the Valley and these kids. God bless you, dear woman. God bless you. Take care, all right?
All right, thank you.
Janetta Yeagle, one of the real heroes here in the Upper Ohio Valley. And I got to tell you that people, those nasty people in Bel Air, they don't deserve her. They just don't deserve her. Well, you got your school closed. Congratulations. You feel good about that?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The man who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly
today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this